Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome. We are the follow-up to week four.
Yep.
And a special note, this is our 100th podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, some little fanfare, maybe some, you know, I don't see the balloons, yeah. And I don't see the fireworks, but it's 100.
Yep.
So how'd you do this week? You did better than me.
I went 4-0 this week.
Nice.
4-0 this week. I had a little lower, scored 140 on the dot in my one dynasty.
That's not one we're in.
No, okay. I was the top scorer. I had 198 in that one. This is like my third week in a row because it was three weeks ago was the one where I scored 200 and Isaac scored 203.
Yeah. So are you in second place now?
No, I didn't move. I'm still in fifth.
Oh.
Yeah, so he lost, so Honcho's first, then it's Isaac, then it's is it Steelers fan or something,
yeah.
I think.
Who?
And then,
yeah. Yeah, he beat me, yeah. Steelers fan.
And then, yeah, I'm in like fourth or fifth right now.
You know where I am?
You're in sixth, right?
I am in sixth. Yeah. I am 1-3.
Yeah.
And I'm in a five-way tie for sixth.
Yeah.
Sixth through tenth are all 1-3.
Yeah.
And I have the most points.
Nice. So, yeah,
but it's close.
I have the most points scored in our dynasty by, it was like 50 or 60 points. So, yeah.
All you like have to I do said, is score. Well, are you 2-2 or are you 3-1? Well, you have to be 2-2.
Yeah, I believe I'm 2-2. So,
because otherwise, yep, you would have passed the other two in scoring, because those guys are 3-1.
Yep. So, and then in the Yahoo league that we're in, I finally won. So I'm 1-3. There.
I joked.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And then got a much needed win in the main Yahoo league with all my buddies. I was going into last night down like 8 points, and I had Bo Nix and Ja'Marr Chase. Oh. So I'm glad it wasn't just Ja'Marr Chase, because I would have lost.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase barely won the game for us for that, for Honcho.
Yeah, I was by less than a point.
I think he ended up, right around a point.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that last catch for like 5 or 10 yards or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bengals, geez. I mean, the O-line is horrible. Jake Browning is horrible.
Yeah.
He missed. I mean, there was Ja'Marr Chase was open. I mean, he missed him on a wide open touchdown. Just, you know,
I
didn't even look at him, essentially. And then.
So they're 2-2, right?
Yeah. And they're going to be 2-3.
But is it time to go find a quarterback?
I think
trade for Kirk Cousins, trade for, I mean, they're
well, the Falcons still want, you know, they had come out, I think it was before, it was a last week or before last week, saying they still wanted a premium draft pick for Kirk.
But make them a right offer and take the entire salary off the books, they'll do it.
Yeah,
I mean, agree. I'm guessing you give them, you take the remaining salary, and I bet they give them to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I know the Bengals, they got to do something. They were the second week in a row where they look worse, like the worst team in football.
Yeah.
You know, the defense is horrible.
The Jets are pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bengals are right down there with them right now. I mean, you know, so in the other Yahoo, in that Yahoo league, Isaac, our friend, he was down like 6 points, and he had Chase Brown, and he was nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was late into the fourth quarter when Chase Brown, he had caught a pass for like 10, 12 yards, and that's what put him over finally.
Yep.
But he was sweating the whole game.
I have a question for you. In your Yahoo league, do you use their standard scoring?
I don't know.
Is 20 points?
No, we don't do. I don't think we get points for shutouts for defense.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah,
and I certainly don't like 20 points.
20 points is too much. I think you should get something if you do have a shutout.
5 or negative 10 if you give up 35 or 40 or more.
That's crazy. No, we don't do that.
I think we got to change that in our league. But
yeah, so I mean, but yeah, the Bengals, they just, they got to do, whether it's, Kirk. I mean, Kirk would be, obviously, I think he'd be the best option. I mean, for fantasy-wise, I think the best would be Jameis, because he'll just, he'll let it rip.
Yeah, maybe. You know. Maybe. And maybe with the receivers they've got, maybe Jameis would make more sense.
I think he would. I mean, you know, even if you can give him, if you can give him more time, you know, I mean, that's the problem with the thing with the Bengals too, is their O-line is absolutely horrible. I mean, they had, the Broncos rushed 3 defenders and 2 of them combined for a sack. They had 3 linemen and Pirine stepped up to block the nose tackle. Yeah.
Well, at least they, you know, took care of the nose tackle. They
took care of that guy, but then Browning got sandwiched by 2 guys because both of their tackles have lead in their shoes or something.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe their shoes were nailed down.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. I mean, that's Bengals, bad. They're gonna keep losing. And you know, you saw Jamar Chase kind of, from what it looked like, was, you know, he walked over to Zach Taylor while they were on defense and started chirping at him.
Yeah,
you know, so I don't know what's going on.
You know, there's pride there. There's expectation. I mean, herein lies the problem. You gave all that money to 3 players, and when the one goes down, the other 2 become worthless.
Yep.
And I'm on the receiving end of that too, because I got T. Higgins in that trade. However, I traded away, you know, Lamar Jackson, and he's now hurt, and I traded away CeeDee Lamb, and he's hurt, both to the same guy who almost lost, and, you know, he apparently won't trade with me anymore because I keep on giving him guys. So CMC is going to get hurt this week because I traded him as part of that deal.
You know, you've got Pearsall's injured, Purdy's banged up, you know, still banged up a little bit. Juwan Jennings looks like he's, because they have a third, they have the Thursday night game. You know, Juwan Jennings,
they look bad.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings isn't gonna, you know, probably not gonna play because he didn't, you know, well, practice today on a Monday is normally just like a hypothetical kind of walkthrough meetings kind of thing.
Whatever.
But you know, so if Jennings is probably going to miss, even if Purdy plays, CMC is going to get like 15 targets in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be insane, the amount of usage. So, you know, and who knows, that might be the thing that breaks him.
I hope not, because Brittany has him in your
this week. So,
no bad juju. I actually won the important one. I'm 4-0, the only 4-0 team. The high-scoring team.
Yep.
And Addison came back, and man, I'm sitting there, and he gets that 83-yard, 82-yard pass play and gets tackled at the 1.
Yep.
Take 8 points out of my hands.
Yep.
Luckily, Gibbs had a good game. Yep. George Pickens?
Yeah. Yeah, against...
went off against us. Well, the Packers' defense just disappeared. So here's the interesting thing. Do you remember what Micah had said? Who was going to have a great year? Who had 3 really good weeks on the defensive line? Lucas Van Ness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what his stats were for Sunday's game?
Probably a goose.
A goose.
Yeah.
He had no tackle, no solos, no assists. He just disappeared.
Yeah, that's
from the game. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're going back and forth, and then again, you know, LaFleur in the past has done this too, but the clock management was bad.
Yeah.
You know, real bad.
Well, and here's go ahead.
And, you know, we got Halfley, right, the DC?
Halfley?
Yeah. Yep. You know, I mean, he reverted back to our former defensive coordinator. Like, he, like, transformed in the booth and is like, okay, well, we scored a touchdown. We're going to play the softest zone prevent defense you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And let them go down the field in, what, 4 plays, 5 plays and score? You know,
well,
and... and then you leave it, you know, we're able to go down and, you know, you kick, you know, you leave it to a 53 yarder.
Yeah. You know.
And you almost
ran out of time.
Yeah.
Throwing that pass into the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah, down to a second.
Yeah. It's like they said, had Jack Sanborn? No. Who was the
Sanborn? Is it Jack or it's Sanborn is the last name. I can't remember.
Yeah, Jack Sanborn, I think his name is. Yep. Former Badgers. Yeah. He hadn't turned around.
Yeah.
So he didn't see the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Had he tipped the ball,
yeah,
a second would have run off.
Yep.
And the game would have been over.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, Rich Bisaccia. If there's ever a time when you need to actually teach someone something, it's the kick returner who continues to take a ball that's inside of the landing area, catch it on a bounce, and then take the knee.
Yeah.
You get it at the 20. If you go out and catch the ball and run with it, you're going to get to the 25 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking, oh, that looks like it's going to make it. Let's go to the 40. Just catch the dang ball and run.
Yep.
I mean, we put ourselves behind the eight ball how many different times on kickoffs?
Well, they had a did they block a kick?
Yeah, they blocked an extra point and ran it back for two.
You know, and there was a picture of that. There's five or six Cowboys, you know, on that side of the ball, and there's like four linemen.
Yep.
You know, I get if they load
they took the outside guy, but then the other guy split through and blocked it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, I don't know what's going on with the block kicks this year.
How hard can it be to block on kicking?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's really difficult.
Yeah, so
you know, do we actually have our regular offensive linemen in? I don't think we do.
Was Zach Tom was out again, I believe.
No, but I mean, kicking plays where we're kicking a field goal, it almost seemed like we had other guys in than our offensive line. And I guess I don't understand. And maybe there's a reason for it, but you would think you would have your biggest guys out there to block, but I'm not positive on that, but I could have sworn I saw Sean Ryan come off and sit down while we were kicking an extra point or a field goal.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense to me.
That's what I thought. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, so. NFL needs to get rid of ties too. I know that the reason they changed that was because of the TV time and running into other games. Well, but
they also did it because
nobody wants to see it. I mean,
no, but they give both teams an opportunity to score now.
Yeah,
take that away.
Yes. Well, I don't know. If they both kick field goals,
it wouldn't have made a difference, right? It wouldn't have made a difference in our game.
Yeah, you know, if the Cowboys kick a field goal and then we have to kick a field goal, the game shouldn't just end. You know, it should just be.
Well, it ended because we ran out of time.
Well, yeah, but I just hate it. Just play it out, or what's been going around is people are saying to do a NHL style shootout, but with the kickers.
Yeah.
You know, and
start
then just
25, 30, just, 35,
yep.
40.
Yep. Until 75. Somebody misses.
See, but that's not really fair because then Dallas automatically wins.
I don't care who you're going to go against. He can boot it. I mean, that 53 yarder was nuts and had some, speed. So
Brandon Aubrey is far and away.
Yeah.
Best kicker in the NFL right now.
I mean, yeah.
And then you've got, like I texted you last night, that offensive juggernaut known as Nick Folk.
he's been in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah, I know. He's 40 years old. But you see the belly on him?
Yeah.
I mean, take a little pride. You're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
It's like those pitchers that go out there that don't look like athletes at all. And I you know, if you can still throw 98 miles an hour, all the best to you. But I don't know, you know, have a little.
Yeah. It's 40.
I'm 61 and I look far better than he does.
As long as he's making kicks.
Yeah. Whatever. And he actually made a 58 yarder.
Something like that. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was crazy.
Whatever.
Longest of his career at 40. Yeah. So it's like they said, people are making, I mean, kicks have become longer and longer and longer. And it just seems so effortless with certain guys. Brandon Aubrey being the main guy. Yeah. He just kind of, there it is.
It kind of reminds me, like how Steph Curry changed the NBA with the three-point. Now everybody jacks up three-pointers and jacks up deep three-pointers.
Like, way more than I like to see.
Yeah, like it kind of started, to me, like with Tucker. A couple of years ago, you know, he'd kick, you know, every now and then get like a 61. Yep. Well, he holds the record, right, at 66 yards?
Something like that,
You know, so but now it definitely seems like...
It would have been beaten by Aubrey last year if it weren't for a penalty that pushed him back to 70-something.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't kick it because he made
Little
the one.
In the preseason, he kicked that one that was, you know...
67?
I thought it was farther than that even. But, you know, I mean...
69.
So yeah, I think it's nice. I think that's kind of, there's that trend where the guys, like, you know, because they're seeing, you know, there's been quite a few. I mean, again, this year a lot of misses as well.
Well, there
and it seems like a lot of blocks. But it seems like a lot of these misses are those, like, you know, 35 yard on the hash. You know, more technical kicks. Angled. You know, that you got to really, you know, account for that and everything. So, you know, guys are just getting way out there and they can kick it straight every time.
All I know is we've got in our 32-year league and you know, or 35 years, whatever they've been doing it for. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day when no one kicked, I mean, you almost never saw a kick over 55.
Yeah.
So we award 10 points to a kick that's 55 or more.
Yeah.
Yet a 50-yarder is 7, and then, or maybe 6. I mean, it goes, you know, if you kick anything under 30, it's 3 points, then 4 for 30 to 39, 5 for 40 to 49, 6 for 50 to 54, then it becomes 10.
Yeah.
And I'm almost tempted to say we should do 7, 50 to 50 or 55 to 60.
Yeah,
and then, 60. And then only give 10 for 60 plus.
It'll turn into that.
Yeah. I mean, you get I've had, well, a couple weeks ago, Aubrey had 30 points for me.
Yeah.
30 points out of your kicker because he had 2 55 yard plus and then he had, you know, whatever else he did.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
30 points. So, moving on. We go to our injuries. We'll start out with Darnell Mooney, week to week with a hamstring. Not a big name right now, although they were expecting more out of him in the, you know, like this past week. Yeah. They were expecting him to have a decent week, and then he got injured.
Well, yeah, Drake London had the big week, and then Kyle Pitts had a good week, too, and now they're on bye. So,
right, so Mooney gets
a free week
off.
So.
Then we've got Lamar Jackson. Week to week with a hamstring.
Yeah, that now, one.
The people who were actually doing the game said, yeah, he probably would have come. I think he would have come back if it were a closer game. Coach said no.
Yeah, there's no way he was coming back in that game. So, yeah, I mean, that one, obviously, big one to monitor. And if he comes back and he is, you know, I mean, he's even a 60% healthy Lamar Jackson is better than a fully healthy Cooper Rush.
Oh,
you know,
undoubtedly.
But you know, but that
they're 1-3 too.
That too is. I mean, they really, you know, if they're, I don't know how they would because their defense is horrible right now. Right. But you know, if they're still thinking deep run into the playoffs, you know, I mean, they can't really afford for him to miss time.
No.
But you got to protect your best player, and you know. So
their defense over the past few years has started out slow except for one year, and then second half of the season they're a top 8
that is
defense.
True.
So yes, they stink, but maybe it's not, maybe they can apply some deodorant, some spray,
some lipstick on the pig.
Exactly. Lipstick
I
mean, on the pig.
I think Lamar, you know, if Lamar does miss, you know, a week or two, you know, or three, who knows, that's, I think that'll bring Derrick Henry back up to what he was week one, where he's going to be getting, I think he'll just get so many carries. You know, I mean, in defenses, they'll play a little more heavy-handed towards the run, but, I mean, he hasn't, you know, Henry hasn't been, aside from week one when, you know, you're like, holy, this is the number one running back for the season, you know, hasn't done hardly anything, so.
Well, no, he had a good week three, was it?
Last week?
Outside of the fumble. Yeah, he disappeared in week two, wasn't it?
Yeah, against the Browns.
And then he had a good game until he fumbled. Yeah. I mean, he still put up decent numbers.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, if you wanted to or if you're in the position, I think Derrick Henry might be a decent buy at a little bit of a discount. You know, I mean, you're not going to get him for free, obviously, but, you know, if you get somebody that's...
Although Justice Hill saw a lot of...
That is true. I mean, if they get down, Stubbs. Hill is the guy, you know, he's the pass catching, kind of more 2-minute drill kind of guy. So that does make, you know, yes, that makes sense. You could see an uptick, but, you know, I think, again, your best player goes down, you're going to just feed it to your second best player. Right. So
just going straight to, who was that wide receiver we were talking about? Bateman.
Oh, yeah. Rashad.
Next up, we've got Cedric Tillman, week to week with a hamstring. Boy, this looks, you know, a lot of this looks hamstring.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait till we get to knee.
Yeah. So Tillman, they did come out and say that he's probably going to miss weeks. Yeah. So
I think he went on the IR. In fact, I know he went on IR.
Yeah, I dropped him. I actually dropped him before last week, this week four. So
well, the only reason I know is I've got in our... Got him in our dynasty.
Okay. So. Yeah, I had him in the main Yahoo League, and because he was getting a lot of targets, it wasn't turning into anything really. Right. You know, they had a pretty tough section of their schedule early here for the Browns. So, I mean, Jerry Jeudy had so many targets this week, but did pretty much nothing with it.
Yeah, he dropped that touchdown.
Yep. So I think
was going to probably be a touchdown.
Judkins is going to be great like he has been, and then I think actually Harold Fannin is probably going to take a little bit bigger step, he dropped that big one too. So but right, I mean they're using him all over. I mean he's getting carries every week too.
He actually looks like a good receiver.
Yeah,
and he took one, I don't remember if it was a reception or a run, and he had his back to the defense, and he just leaned down and just shoved three guys that were holding on to him, just carried them backward. Yep. And I mean, he's powerful.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Miles Sanders day to day with an ankle. Not huge.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, more work for Javonte.
Right.
You know, I mean, and he was pretty good against, you know, ended up with a decent stat line against Green Bay, you know, and people were, I know he was probably benched if people could afford it because of the matchup, but, you know, Sanders was getting a few carries here and there, so it's going to be nothing but Javonte if Sanders misses. So.
Right. Next up, a tough one. Malik Nabers out for the season with knee.
Yeah. I think they need to just burn MetLife down with just pile as much sage in there as you can, burn it down, and then build a new stadium because that place is taken. I mean, because that was OBJ. And it was against the Chargers when he tore his ACL, blew his knee up, and now Nabers, and that one was bad because
he came out and said something about it too.
Yeah, you know, and Nabers was coming down. Was it when he came down or when he jumped? It was when he jumped for that ball, and his knee just kind of turned in. You know, and he came.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
It wasn't like. When they slowed it down, because they showed it a couple times, it wasn't one where it was not obviously not like the Tyreek Hill, but
his knee just
kind of turned in a little bit, and when he came down, that's when it did, and then he had jumped, and in the air he just immediately grabs his knee, and when he comes down and you could see his face, I mean he was in a lot of pain, And that stinks because Jackson Dart looked pretty darn good, and I mean they beat the Chargers, You know, so
they beat the I pick up the Chargers defense thinking, oh, this is gonna be great. Now they scored me 10 points.
I told you last week, I said, you know, Dart, you know, week one, there's no film, he's new, you know, young guy, amped up, it could work.
Yeah. Well, all right. Next up, Ricky Pearsall, day to day with a knee. I don't know how bad his was.
I don't know either. I mean, yeah, that whole 49ers team is, there's kind of the running joke is that the only reason CMC's staying healthy is because he's got some sort of, he's like witchcraft. He's siphoning all the health from
maybe
the entire team.
Yeah. So. I mean, it looks like Ayuk could come back in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But that's questionable.
Yeah.
Next up, Tyreek Hill out for the season with a knee.
That one was gross.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Luckily.
I'm sure you'll happen across it on some social media.
There are certain things I don't want to see. And I've actually seen more than I care to see.
Yeah.
But like you and I were talking before the before we got on air,
that
could be it.
Yeah,
he's 31 years old.
Yeah, you know, and for what, I mean, he dislocated and tore pretty much everything
right
in the knee. I mean, that would be, my guess would be a 2-year, almost like an Achilles, you know, where it's a 2-year rehab,
How fast did J.K. Dobbins come back from his knee? How fast did Chubb come back from his knees? You know, I'm saying they come back the next year, but they're not the same player until, like you said, another year.
Yeah, and ACL is, you know, the Achilles really is you're back, but it takes that extra off season into the second year post injury to get back to the full speed and what you were
being
before,
able to cut and everything,
you know. And yeah, with Tyreek being 31,
yeah,
you know, and if he does come back, you know, I mean, he was on the cart, he was like laughing and clapping and pointing at the fan, like it was kind of weird. Like he was almost, you know, it almost seemed like he was relieved. I don't know if he was in just so much pain, but you know, I mean,
they had already, morphine was in and he's like, woo-hoo! Yeah.
So if he were to ever come back and play, he's not going to be on the Dolphins.
Well,
you know, I think he's done in Miami because he was almost done in Miami in the off season. So,
well, and the interesting thing is, I mean, he is still electric.
Yeah, I mean, he was having a great game up until then.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they kept on saying, the guy that you need to cover is number 10.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Number 10 gets the ball, first down. Number 10 gets the ball, first down. Yep. Number 10 gets the ball, first down.
Yep.
Now, he gave up the first down a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then crossed back. In fact, on one play, he had the first down, he crossed back. He crossed overhead the first down again. He crossed back, and then he got the first down. And I'm like, run north and south, dude.
Yeah.
This east and west thing, sideline to sideline. Yeah.
75 yards to gain 8.
Yeah. Just go forward. Next up, we have Braylon Allen day-to-day with a, guess what? Knee.
Knee, yeah.
Did you see the play?
I didn't know. I just saw when he was walking, or he was on the sideline at that point. So.
First of all, I mean, it was a fumble.
Yep.
So I don't know if it was the knee that caused the fumble. He also got his bell wrong.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, he took a hit to the head, helmet to helmet as he was moving forward.
Yep.
And I actually thought initially that he was concussed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I was wrong, and it was knee because, you know, he was in a lot of pain, or maybe it was both, and they just didn't let on. I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah, that was. It's another reason why they say. I mean, why do you use Matthew Golden as your punt and kick returner? You know, there's really no reason to put. I mean, Braylon Allen is their number two running back, and Golden is our one or two receiver. Big difference.
Yeah.
You know, that receiver you have to have. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he turned into that on that punt return, turned the wrong way.
Oh yeah.
And got lit up.
Yeah, shellacked. Yeah.
But you know, I guess, you know, you and I aren't paid to make those decisions, so.
Sometimes I feel like I could be paid to make those. You're sitting there watching the game and you're like, what, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what like are you I doing?
Said,
you
Rich Bisaccia not being able to teach a guy to take the ball outside of the end zone and run with it. Yeah. Or to have it bounce outside. Mm, it bounced outside. This does not take rocket science. It bounced outside. It came up to me. If I down it in the end zone, we get it at the 20. If I run it out, we get it to where I could run to. And we've seen that almost no one gets tackled inside the 20.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're taking it 8 yards deep in the end zone, you're still going to make it back to the 20.
Correct, yeah.
Run it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think I could do better than him, but who knows.
Yep.
Moving on, we've got our studs, Ashton Jeanty. So the interesting thing is one of the teams in our league, 1-2 went Ashton Jeanty and Omarion Hampton.
Yeah.
And I was 4, and I was really hoping.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Because I was trying to get the number 2.
Yeah.
And that's when he was like, somebody offered me like 3 firsts and 2 seconds or something in the future, and I turned it down, and I was like,
well, if you turned that down, you're crazy.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm not giving you anywhere near that, you know.
I think that was all talk.
Yeah.
He was plus 22.5, 21 rushes, 138 yards, a tutty. 2 catches on 2 targets, 17 yards, and 2 more tutties. Yep. Well used.
Yep. I mean, he's a good running back.
Yeah. Yeah. It took him a little time to wake up, but seems like he did. Yep. Next up, we've got Justice Hill, plus 22. 3 rushes, 76 yards. He had a big one.
Yeah.
1 touchdown.
Kind of garbage.
5 catches on 6 targets for 41 yards and another touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Mop up.
Yeah, garbage time. You know, they were down, and basically had folded. You know, handed the game in, and he breaks one, and they're able to score. So, but he's always been one of those guys that too. That's like he's a if you believe in that, in a handcuff. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I never really did. It kind of depends on the player, but handcuffs to me, they just kind of waste a spot on your bench. But again, like you talked about, he could be he could be in for a boost if Lamar misses, trying to get some different looks, because Derrick Henry's never been a big receiving back.
But I heard they might run the wildcat and put Derrick under center. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, everybody.
That would be interesting to see.
Did you talk about long touchdowns? We talked about this beforehand. I have Addison, and I played him instead of Shakir.
Yep.
Shakir ended up with more points, but he's running down. He's got that. He unfortunately had to turn around to catch it, which slowed him down. 82 yard pass play, tackled at the 1.
Yep.
Or it would have been 8 more points. So. Next up, we've got Woody Marks, who I drafted in that league and had to drop because I lost my tight end first week. 17 rushes, 69 yards, a touchdown, 4 receptions on 5 targets, 50 yards, and another touchdown. Seems to be their new 1A.
Yeah, I think he'll give the Houston offense a bump. Obviously, he's got a little more. He's got more juice than Nick Chubb. Chubb is. He is what he is. He's going to get you 3 yards of carry.
Until he breaks one from 22, which was more than he had the whole game
before. Exactly, yeah. So, Marks is, like I said, I think he'll give that offense a little bit of life. It sounds like they're saying Joe Mixon is not anywhere near close, ready to return, if at all.
Right.
So,
He could come back later.
He could, but...
I hold out hope because he's on my... he's on my bench, not on IR. We don't have IRs, so I probably should have kept Woody Marks instead of him.
Yeah.
So next up, Kenneth Gainwell, plus 19.1, 19 rushes, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6 catches on 6 targets for another 35 yards. Obviously, when they say Tracy's going to be out.
You mean Jalen Warren?
Jalen Warren's Warren's going to be out.
The Giants.
Yeah. He was with the Giants, wasn't he? No. No, he was with Philadelphia for a while. Yeah, I mean, when you get that news, you know, just before game time that the normal running back is out, I mean, someone jumped on that. And
yeah, well, and that was the early game, too, you know, so there's some people that woke up and went, what the, you know.
Right.
And, you know, he got stuck with a goose. So, but, I mean, yeah, the Steelers, you know, Arthur Smith, you know, and they're on.
We've talked about him before.
Yeah, and they're on bye this week, so Warren gets that extra week to rest up and, you know, and get back, you know, to full go. So I think it'll go right back to being mostly Warren.
Oh,
and Gainwell and Caleb Johnson is. Arthur Smith becoming the OC there, and Caleb Johnson getting drafted there. You know, everybody's like, oh man, like he, you know. Halfway through the season, Caleb Johnson will take over, and he's going to be great.
Now with Arthur Smith.
It's Arthur Smith.
How did that work, Bijan?
Yeah.
How did that work, Drake? How did that work, Kyle?
Yeah, Tyler Allgeier putting up, you know, all those touchdowns that one year, and you got Bijan Robinson. And you're like,
Oh, you know why he didn't get to play? Arthur Smith couldn't pronounce his name.
There you go.
He thought he was Dijon. He thought he was having mustard on his sandwich. Next up, we've got Dak Prescott going against the Packers, plus 18.26, 31 of 40, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 rush, 2 yards a touchdown. That defense disappeared. I don't know what happened.
I mean, they looked at the end, you know, we were talking about it in the Yahoo League with all my buddies, you know, I mean, the defense looked like they just wanted to just walk off the field. They looked gassed. They just looked like they didn't want to be there. Yeah. You know, there was no fight aside from Micah saving the game.
Yeah.
You know, really there at the end.
Well, there was some fight. It was Keyshawn Nixon getting into it with another guy and getting a personal foul. I mean, yeah, you're spirited, dude, but let's be a little bit more intelligent than, say, a caveman. We can't say that, can we? Caveman?
Why?
Well, then Geico or no, which is the one that
I don't remember.
So easy a caveman can do it?
Yeah, I don't remember who that was, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, Dak, you know, without CeeDee Lamb, too, that was a shocking thing. Everybody thought this was going to be just a beatdown, you know, and the Green Bay defense was going to shut him down. But, I mean,
the Green Dak Bay defense couldn't have shut down a high school team this past week.
Yeah, Dak is a. As much as I don't want to admit, he's a good quarterback.
He
just has, you know, lows, and then he has these highs where he looks, you know, top five in the league. And like I said, without CeeDee Lamb, you know, George Pickens had the huge game, and, you know, Javonte was good. Ferguson, again, very necessary. Yep. He ended up getting a touchdown, you know, so they just got it done.
Yep. It happens. Moving on, we've got our duds. Lamar. Minus 11.61, 14 of 20, 147 yards, a touchdown, interception, 6 rushes, 48 yards. He was playing well.
Yeah.
It's just their defense is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to say. It'll be interesting to see how long he's out. Like you said, the backup isn't anyone you want to pick up.
No, yeah. I would not. I'd do anything other than start Cooper Rush.
Yeah. You might even take a zero instead of that, because he might actually end up with negative points. You remember when Peterman did that?
Oh, yeah, was that he threw like
first quarter or first half or something, and he was out.
Yeah.
Those are some numbers.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got David Montgomery, minus 9.8, 9 rushes, 12 yards, 0 catches on 1 target. He just disappeared.
Hope he didn't chase last week. Where he was, you know, top whatever fantasy running back. Yep. But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'll stay with Gibbs.
Yeah. I mean, Montgomery, he'll have decent games. He'll have big games. But, you know, I mean, this one was that, you know. I mean, because it was Cleveland, right, that they played?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Cleveland's run defense is good. You know, and he's, but I mean, Gibbs had a good game because it's Jameer Gibbs. David Montgomery is not, he can't do what Gibbs does. Right. So, you know,
explosive moves, and cuts.
Yep. So, I mean, it made sense that he struggled, you know, but only 12 yards on 9 rushes. That's, woof, that's bad.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Malik Nabers, minus 8.92, needs, you know, it's expected he got injured and,
yep,
you know, only played for a short period. Two catches on three targets, 20 yards. Yep. Like we said, out for the season. That's going to be tough to replace.
Yeah, I mean, Wandale had the, you know, had a huge game. Was it like week two? Yeah, it was against the Cowboys when Russ put up like 450.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Wandale is capable. He's not Malik, but he's capable. You know, Theo Johnson, their tight end, I think is an interesting. I mean, he's a guy to keep your eye on. The thing is,
Malik Nabers, no matter who you're playing,
yeah,
they've got their number one on him.
Yeah.
And they're probably close to double covering him as much as possible.
Yep.
Wandale becomes, I mean, this isn't George Pickens,
yeah,
taking over for CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
George Pickens was the number one receiver, mm-hmm, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He went over to Dallas, became their number two, and with CeeDee out,
yep,
he's their number one. He's still a number one,
yeah,
receiver,
yep,
number one quality. Wandale is not.
No. But like I said, I mean, they do have a couple pieces that, you know, that are viable.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we'll see next week, you know, with Dart, if he, how, yeah, he
the
does.
Only,
and,
the only know. One I would play would be Dart.
Yeah.
Only because he's going to run.
Yeah. I mean, the people are picking up, you know, the Malik Nabers, like, you know, in the Yahoo League, BJ had Malik Nabers. He, you know, immediately picked up. Yeah, I think he dropped Nabers for Wandale. You know,
how can you do that while they're playing?
Well, it was after the. It was after.
Where's your waiver wire?
Oh yeah, I mean,
don't get me started.
Yeah,
you need a waiver wire. One of these years, you'll figure it out.
Nah.
Next up, Jake Browning, minus 8.79, 14 of 25 for 125 yards, 3 rushes, 4 yards. I mean, those are horrible numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, without Burrow and how bad that line is, like we said, we talked about it, and, you know, Jamar got the Pat Surtain treatment. You know, Surtain's just so good, and he'll shut down your number one, and if you have Jake Browning behind center, who is getting, you know, immediately has pressure in his face,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's easy. But this is, you know, last week or the week before against Minnesota, Browning was horrible, and he wasn't as pressured in that game.
Right.
You know, but he was throwing, you know, had what, 3 picks, you know, very little yardage again. You know, I mean, Cincinnati's just a mess. Like I said, you lose Burrow, and which was probably bound to happen at some point this season with how bad that O-line is. So, you know, I mean, it yeah.
Yep.
Browning, like I said, hopefully they make a change.
Yep. Next up, we've got A.J. Brown, minus 8.71, 2 catches, 9 targets, 7 yards. And he was pissed afterward, and he said, you know, I'll just sit here and be quiet. And, well, you're not being quiet if you post, yeah, this stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, that's not, you know, number one. Like, I mean, he's never really been a super loud guy, I guess.
No,
you
he
know,
hasn't.
But, you know, same with Devonta Smith. Bad numbers because if they get up, they don't need anything. But you had Dallas Goedert, who scored the two, those
but you also
little
had,
flip
yeah, but
underhand
you also had
touchdowns.
0 receptions in the second half of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Jalen Hurts did not complete a single pass in the second half.
Moving on, we've got our waiver wire. Woody Marks, obviously at the top. I can guarantee you he will be the number one waiver wire in our 16-team
yep.
two running back league.
Yep.
Kenneth Gainwell, Justice Hill, those guys are situational. I mean,
yeah.
Jalen Warren comes back, Kenneth Gainwell loses a lot
of
value.
Yeah, like I said, they're going into the bye week, so,
right.
You know, if you have the luxury, I guess, you know, to burn a roster or a bench spot, you know, feel free, but,
yep.
You know, yeah.
Next up, we have Darren Waller, probably forgotten about. He has been several times over the years.
Well, he's 33
but he years played old and amazingly was,
looked,
well.
Looked really
so,
good,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And with the Tyreek injury,
yeah.
You know, and this was, you know, was that last season with Jonnu Smith? Was that last? Yeah, last season, Janu was the number one tight end from week whatever to the end.
Yep.
You know, so they use the tight end if they have one who's capable. So, yeah.
Next up, Marvin Mims.
I actually just picked him up in the in my Yahoo league.
Nice rush. Yep. Quite a few targets.
So. Six or seven targets, I think, this week. Yeah. So.
So I mean, definitely keep him under under consideration. Wandale, Darius Slayton, kind of a. I might wait a little bit. Yeah. I know someone's going to pick one or both of them.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, unless you... I don't trust it.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, with Dart. Like I said, you know, just his second start and, you know, no Malik and, you know, everything there. But, you know, again, yeah, that's, you know, to recoup some value from Malik going down, one of those two guys. So
next up, Mason Taylor.
Yeah, I threw him on here. You know, he had seven targets, was I think I said he was 6 for 65, you know, was involved. Fields, I mean, the Jets are horrible, but Fields looked pretty good and had a good Fields had a really good fantasy day too.
Yeah.
So last two names
that did you see the touchdown run?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just faster than everybody. So
But I mean, just to you know, going the wrong way, or going, you know, this one way and then turning back, and it's like the guy was right there and he gets around him. And I mean, he looked electric on that. So. Yeah,
so, and then just real quick, two names. If somehow he's out there, Rashad White, because Bucky Irving is getting or did get an MRI today. It kind of popped up out of the blue yesterday. It came up that Bucky was going to be getting an MRI.
Interesting.
So if it comes out that it's something that he's got to miss some time, you know, Rashad White gets a boost. But then actually, I think Sean Tucker, who has done nothing this season. Sean Tucker.
Yeah.
But last year had some monster games, you know, and looked really good. So, you know, Rashad White will probably be the main target if he's out there. A lot of people, you know, had him on rosters and stuff. But I think Sean Tucker would be a sneaky ad and even a spot start if you needed it with buys and everything.
Yep. Speaking of buys.
Bucky misses.
So. Speaking of buys, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. So make sure that you pay attention to your lineups. There's an early game. We can talk about it. Later Friday, in the week, but
Is that one? Sunday morning, London, I believe. Yeah. Back to London.
Yep.
So, all right.
So that's all we've got for this week. I'm Ozzie,
and I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
Good night.